Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we kick things off today looking ahead to this weekend's, well, kickoff in the Premier League. An action live and exclusive on game day.
Premier League season 31 with even more than ever on TalkSport.
What a run and what a goal for Jacob Ramsey, and Aston Villa have the lead.
It's very much looking forward and trying to improve from a league position last year, trying to finish in the top half of the league.
Gordon with a strike, it's there, and Everton have the lead.
There's a lot of good people at the club now that are really working in a good direction.
Manchester United are being battered by Brighton.
We've managed to keep progressing and keep moving forward, and then a little bit more belief grows.
Wilson, 2-0, Newcastle have doubled their lead.
It's points drop for Liverpool. You have to look at it in those terms.
Not good enough, not quick enough, not precise enough, all these kind of things.
It's headed in by Mark Gahey.
More star quality, more huge names, the best there is on offer. And that's just Talk Sport.
Today at 12:30, Aston Villa take on Everton, live and exclusive on TalkSport. Now, Aston Villa legend Gabby Agbonlahor spoke to Villa midfielder John McGinn about recently becoming club captain.
Bournemouth 2, Aston Villa 0.
Boy, does Steven Gerrard have some work to do in terms of finding the best way to get the best out of his players.
I wanted to know how the squad are feeling after the weekend and how important it is to, yes, be disappointed, but you have to get over it, don't you, during the week whilst you're training and look forward to the weekend's game?
It was a tough start. No one we prepared for. It was about getting the balance right between knowing that the result and the performance wasn't acceptable, but not to overreact. We've got a home game on Saturday and it's just about getting back on the horse and putting in a much better performance.
Lampard with the header and he guides it in.
Gerrard swings it in.
Yes.
Oh my word, he's only gone and done it.
I know Frank extremely well. I shared the dressing room with him for many years. He's a fierce competitor. He's a winner. You've got two people that will be desperate to be on the winning end of it. I don't think that will ever change. It never when we played, and it certainly won't from a touchline point of view.
Gerrard versus Lampard, that's the talk everywhere, you know. Played together so much for England, probably two of England's best ever midfielders. Has that been any talk this week of, you know, the gaffer wanting to beat Lampard? Tongue-in-cheek between the lads talking about it. You know, win this one for the gaffer because he's not going to want to lose to Lampard.
I think if the result last week went better, then there would have been a wee bit more banter. But I think there's been a serious little bit of edge to training this week. We're disappointed in how we approached the game last week. And I think 12:30 kick-off, first home game of the season at Villa Park, we need to come out of the traps, show the supporters the desire and the commitment that was lacking last week. We know we owe them a performance and a result, and I think everyone else involved, maybe yourself, can call you a pundit now. The pundits, the media, I think they'll be making more than what it actually is for us.
And then he blows the full-time whistle. Listen to that roar. Everton and their supporters breathe again.
Everton last season showed that how important the the home supporters are. I think that kind of dragged them over the line for safety. For us last season, we didn't use it to our advantage well enough. We've got huge waiting lists for season tickets. People are hungry to come and watch us succeed. So I think it's up to me and the boys who have been here a long time to show the new boys give 100% in commitment, and Villa Park will carry it along, definitely.
I analysed the group really closely on and off the pitch, and I'm really happy and content with my decision that I'll go with John McGinn.
To wear that armband and to be given that opportunity, not only to represent a club of this size, but to be given it by one of the most iconic captains that the league's seen. So it's certainly a day I'll never forget. I'm really keen to become a successful captain of Villa, no one that just wears it for the sake of it.
Ahead of their encounter, Aston Villa manager Steven Gerrard discussed the relationship he's had with Everton boss Frankie Lampard over the years.
Yeah, listen, I know Frank extremely well. I shared the dressing room with him for many years. He's a fierce competitor, he's a winner. Very composed, very calm. Got a really impressive football IQ. I think you could see very early on when I started sharing the dressing room with him that he'd probably stay in the game in some capacity. So it's no surprise to see him, obviously, in a very similar position to myself, which is to try and lead, you know, a big establishment and progress it and move it forward. But yeah, in terms of competing against each other, whether it be on the pitch or now as a manager, you've got two people that will be desperate to be on the winning end of it. I don't think that'll ever change. It never when we played, and it certainly won't from a touchline point of view.
Now, later on today, Brighton take on Newcastle United. Live and exclusive on TalkSport 2, don't you know? Natalie Sawyer has been catching up with Brighton midfielder Pascal Gross. He's, of course, the fella that flukily and luckily scored a couple of goals against Man United last weekend. But it doesn't really matter. What was the score in that? Yeah, who cares?
The final whistle has just gone. It's been an absolutely abysmal performance. Manchester United 1, Brighton of Albion 2.
The headlines, though, after that win, sadly sort of focus more on the United loss than the Brighton win. Is that a little bit frustrating for all of you?
Not for me. I think that's normal. United is a massive football club, so people want to know more about United probably than about Brighton in the UK. So we have to live with that, but it doesn't matter for us. We've been really happy. Our fans have been really happy. So that's for us important.
Now Gross with the chance to make it 3. He does.
What about Brighton then since you joined in 2017? You joined in the summer that they were promoted to the Premier League. How much has it changed?
Quite a bit. Different manager, different, a little bit bigger training ground, different players, I think. I'm not sure if it's just Dunk, Solimarch and me who is still there. So, it changed quite a bit. But it's the same club, and I'm really happy and proud that I'm still here.
And you said about a change in management, Graham Potter, your gaffer. How has he transformed Brighton? What makes him such a good manager?
Tactically, he's really good, I think. As a player, for me, I always know what my job is. With the ball, without the ball, it's really clear for me. That helps me a lot, personally, and as a what we want to do as a team against whichever team we play, and off the pitch as well, really open. You can speak to him whatever you need or whatever it is. It's about football or privately. He's really open there and listen to you.
No doubt, very much focused he is on the challenge of Newcastle, who you face on Saturday. What do you expect from them, Pascal?
I expect a really tough game. I think they're really in good shape as well, like us. So I think it will be a really good game. Hopefully we can be better than them on Saturday.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe spoke about his opposing manager, Graham Potter, and the tactical challenge he faces today.
Brighton are a very unique team. I'd say that when you play them, you have a huge challenge on your hands. Tactically, I think they're excellent. I think Graham's done an amazing job. I think it's well documented how innovative he is, forward-thinking he is. So I think watching his game against Manchester United was a really interesting game from a tactical viewpoint. So we're going to be challenged. Every game's different in the Premier League, but this one is a big challenge for us, and we're going to need to respond to it. So this is a very different game to Nottingham Forest. Obviously, we're away. But as I said, we've prepared for Brighton. We hope that we can impose our style on them, but it will be a difficult challenge.
Moving to breakfast now. Yesterday's show saw TalkSport re-spark an old family feud as they were joined by boxers Chris Eubank Jr. and Conor Benn. They, of course, are fighting next month at the O2 Arena. They both gave their thoughts ahead of the mouth-watering clash.
The message will be sent loud and clear when I'm in front of him. But yeah, he knows what's at stake. He knows the gravity of this fight, the responsibility that we both have to our family names. There's a lot of pressure on both of us. I don't fold under the pressure. Time and time again, I've actually overcome pressure and made me fight harder and stronger, and then made me become more of an animal in the ring. We haven't seen that with Ben. He hasn't been on the big stage yet. Is he going to be able to handle that pressure? We're going to find out.
Who come to England on their own, left their family to pursue their career? When you talk about pressure, he don't know the meaning of pressure. He's had his dad here with him his whole career. You know, I've been here on my own, doing it on my own. I get in the ring on my own. I deal with the pressure myself. I don't have no one to fall back on. I do this myself. I've come here to set my own legacy. So, you know, as far as pressure goes, that's rubbish. You know, 19 years old, walking out to a packed O2. Expectation. So, you know, he can think what he wants. But I don't know what I'm made of.
Now, continuing on The Breakfast Show, Chris Eubank Jr. discussed his recent relationship with his father, Chris Eubank, obviously, and if he would be alongside him in his corner against Conor Benn.
I would actually like my old man to be in the corner with me.
Would you? Right.
I would. I would like that. I told Roy that he would be in my corner for the rest of my career. This is the one fight where I would have my old man there. Just because of, you know, what this all means to us, you know?
That's brilliant, yeah.
But I don't know if he wants to be in the corner. That's the question.
You're joking.
Really? So we have to find out where his head is at with that, and from there we'll decide what to do. Since the fight's been announced, I haven't actually heard from him.
No.
Which is amazing to say. You know, he's been, especially early on in my career, he was, you know, there front and center for all my fights, you know, and at the press conferences, at the weigh-ins, in the corner, and for the biggest fight of my career, he's gone missing. It's incredible to say, but that's what's happened. So I'm waiting for that phone call. I'm waiting for him to walk through the door and say, okay, son, let's do this.
Now, moving to my club, Manchester United, and Marcus Rashford's representatives, big word for me, have reportedly met with PSG following uncertainty about the forward's future at Old Trafford. Simon Jordan thinks it's a time for change. Well, keep your face out of it, Simon.
I think the problem with Marcus Rashford is that Marcus Rashford has been built up in the minds of many people that watch him or don't watch him at a level that he's not really at. And so by that level that he's being judged at, his standards have diminished when really and truly he is a player, a good player, a player capable of playing for Manchester United and capable of playing for England. But he's not this superstar world beater that people have alluded to and put him on a pedestal. If I'm Manchester United, given what I've seen from him, given the fact his agent is at it, I'd send him to PSG in a cab. I think his time at Man United is done. I think he needs a change of direction. I think his performances have been entirely based upon his outlook and attitude, with some of it being situations off the field, and I don't necessarily mean his charitable work. I think there is a change-up required, and I think people like Marcus Rashford are beginning to fall into a camp that Memphis Depay and Anthony Martial have fallen into, which is bags and bags and bags and bags of ability, but not enough delivery on a regular basis.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, yesterday, Euro winner and England captain Leah Williamson joined Kickoff and discussed how it felt to be champions of Europe.
Yeah, it was emotional. I think I might have said some swear words when I was talking to my dad, and it might have been caught by the camera, so I apologise for that. But yeah, I was they're crying, I'm crying. I don't know, it's just nice, isn't it? Like, I work so hard, and ultimately I could have a whole career where I don't win anything, and that happens to some people. But to be able to enjoy moments like that together, and I said, like, they enjoyed their Euros journey on their own, and I was playing and they were fans, and then that's the moment where we can bring it together and enjoy it together.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you have to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.